pasture land, you could consider those as a category, and you can have distance. So distance to road, distance to linear features, that's going to be a continuous framework because it is by definition how far you are from something.
Yep.
Same with town size, you know, town centers. Then you could actually be over, or you might actually be over houses in the, you know, really truly developed areas. So how you construct those covariates is basically how you ask the question.
Okay.
So the step selection function, or some of these more sophisticated things that Joe did, that's a tool for answering questions. It is not an antidote. So.
Okay.
People get excited about it, we write papers about it, but like it doesn't have to be that.
Okay.
And it's definitely harder for, if this is me masters, it's harder to build those big problems. It's a bigger lift. So.
Okay. I feel better about that though. Like being able to use those to answer more interesting questions.
Yeah.
No, I thought there was like tied to like this is how you have to use it and that's
no,
all that can get out of it.
That's actually that's what most people do, and it is a boring thing you
yeah.
do with it. But you can ask those, you can structure those in ways that are quite sophisticated without having to build up extra modeling framework. Step selection models are incredibly flexible. That's how I would think about that question.
Okay. So within that, like, are you okay with doing like home ranges of like if they're close to towns or not, and then like if they're anywhere near modified landscapes in any way, using like size and shape and influence of the home ranges, and then within those home ranges, how frequently or how often do they use like either linear features or like maybe farm fields?
That's a perfectly good way to do that.
Is that okay?
Absolutely.